today's sermon is going to be a little bit different, because since there are so many young people here today, and oftentimes when I preach, it's more for the adults, I wanted the sermon today to be for you all. And so thank you for joining me up here. So I want to focus on the verse that I read aloud in the gospel. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. The cross is a reminder for us of a lot of things. Who can describe for me what a reminder is? What's a reminder? Conrad? You remind someone about something they need to do or something they need to remember. Reminders help us remember things. What are some things that you all need reminding of? Conrad? To take a shower? That's a good one. That's a really good one. What else do you guys need reminding of?
To get up for school.
To get up for school. Yep. Isabel's shaking her head. These are good ones. Keep going. What else do you need reminding of? To take your vitamins and allergy medicine? Yes. Sawyer? To not forget anything when you go to school. Anything else? Conrad? Don't forget to wear your mask. Absolutely. These are all really good reminders, and we need reminders because it's easy to forget things. I often joke that if I don't write something down on a list, I may not remember it. So I write things down on lists a lot to remember to do things or to call somebody or to think about something. Well, the cross for us as Christians and here in worship reminds us of a lot of things. Who knows what some of the things are that the cross reminds us of? Of God, yes. Sawyer? Of Jesus. Did somebody else raise their hand? Rosalie, did you? Of how Jesus died for us on the cross, yes. Sawyer? With Jesus, absolutely. What else do you think the cross reminds us of, Maddie? Of the Holy Spirit? Any other ideas? Conrad? To be kind? These are all really great answers. I think also that the cross reminds us of how much God loves us, of how much God loves the whole world. The cross also reminds us, when we see it, that we were marked with the cross. So we carry the cross with us wherever we go, because when you were baptized, right here at this font, the pastor had a little thing of oil and dipped the pastor's thumb in the oil and made a sign of the cross on your forehead and said, "You are marked with the cross of Christ forever." So even though you can't see that cross, you're marked with it forever, and that means that you belong to God forever, forever. So sometimes I invite you, when you come forward for communion, to dip your hand in the baptismal font and get a little water on your fingers and make the sign of the cross over your forehead to remember that. But when you were baptized, it was done with oil. And using oil for baptism goes all the way back to the second century. Over 1,800 years ago, the church has been using oil to anoint people at baptism. It's a really special tradition because kings and priests in the Old Testament were anointed with oil. And the word for oil and Jesus, chrism and Christ, are the same. It means anointed one. So when you are marked with oil in the sign of the cross at your baptism, you become anointed too as God's child. So I was wondering if you could help me find some of the crosses that we have here in the sanctuary. Not too many this way that I can see, a couple on these banners. the big cross behind us above the altar. Oh, yes, I'm wearing a cross. That's exactly right. I forgot about that one. There's crosses on the Bibles. Cross on the candle. On the lights, I never noticed that. You're right, the lights have crosses at the top. Where else? I am so glad you pointed out that cross. That cross is the processional cross. And one of the things in the next few weeks that I want to start doing is having us use the processional cross. Have any of you ever seen the processional cross used before? Okay, well, let's try it out. So when we use a processional cross, and I'll go get it in a minute, the reason we use that is that because it reminds us that everywhere we go, we are always facing and following the cross. So the processional cross at the beginning of worship will be at the back of the sanctuary. And as the gathering hymn will start, everybody will turn and face the cross so that their eyes are always on the cross and that their eyes are always following the cross. And whoever the crucifer, that's the name of the person who processes it in, the crucifer, as they walk forward, everybody's eyes continue to follow the cross. So even if you're singing, "Immortal, invisible, God only wise," your eyes still continue to follow the cross. And there's something that we often do to show respect or reverence or honor to the cross. And I don't know if you've ever seen this done either, but we bow to recognize that God loves us and that the cross is a sign for that. It's a sign of God's love, and we bow to remember God's love and acknowledge God's love. And we bow in humble acknowledgement, in recognition for what Jesus did for us on the cross. So as we follow the cross in with our eyes, when the cross comes before us, we bow before the cross. You've probably often seen me bow at the altar. The altar is another place in worship where we recognize that Jesus is present with us in worship. So, do you guys want to follow the cross with me? Actually, it looks like Mr. Davis is going to help us here. Were you a crucifer back in the day, Joe? We're going to do this backwards. We're going to process out first and then process back up to the chancel steps. So it's the opposite. And you keep hearing me say process. In the church, we have kind of our own vocabulary. We'll process out and process in. That just means walking in and walking out. So do you guys want to follow me? I'll show you what to do as we follow Mr. Joe. Okay, we're going to process out. And you're going to watch everybody's eyes turn and follow the cross. Actually, if you all want to stand up and follow the cross with your eyes and your body, come on, everybody. We're going to follow the cross. And when Mr. Joe gets to the chancel steps, he's going to stop and he's going to turn around and face the congregation with the cross. And we are all going to bow before the cross and show reverence to the cross. Okay, are we ready? So everybody's eyes are watching the cross, and people can bow to show reverence and respect to Jesus and the sacrifice he made. So when we follow the cross with our eyes and our bodies as we enter into worship in the sanctuary, the cross is always before us. We follow the cross into worship. And then we did it backwards, right? We processed out first. But then at the end of the worship service, when we process out, we follow the cross back out into the world, symbolizing that we follow Jesus and we carry our own cross out into the world to serve him. So do y'all want to practice bowing in reverence to the cross? Kind of bend at the waist. So that's one of the ways that we can honor the cross. There you go. That we can honor the cross and use our bodies to show reverence and respect to Jesus. Because oftentimes when we talk about following the cross and following Jesus, you may all be seated. It's kind of abstract, right? Like, do we actually like carry a cross and follow it around with us in the world? No, but we kind of do, because this cross, as it exits the sanctuary, symbolizes that when we leave worship, we go back out into the world. Thank you, Joe. Okay, you can all be seated again if you'd like. There's another time when we use crosses in worship. How many of you have noticed that there are several times in the worship service when I make the sign of the cross over myself? Have any of you noticed that I do that? Can you tell me when the times you've noticed it are? Praying. Yes, anytime I say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I cross myself. When's another part of worship that I make the sign of the cross? We just did it a few minutes ago when we confessed our sin and you received the forgiveness in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The acolyte brings the light of Jesus into the sanctuary. You're right. Can you remember any other times when I make the sign of the cross? How about at the end of the service? When I say, the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord's face shine upon you with mercy and grace, the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Any time that I make the sign of the cross, you are welcome to make the sign of the cross as well. Making the sign of the cross for us is another reminder. It is another reminder that we were marked with the cross of Christ in baptism, and that we carry that cross with us everywhere we go. So there are a couple ways that you can make the sign of the cross over you. Some people just do it on their forehead, which is exactly what happened in baptism. I always use my thumb, but you can also use your pointer. So you start at the top of your forehead in the middle, and you go down. And then I always come over to my left side and go left to right. Do you want to practice that? Try that with me. Top to bottom, left to right. Excellent. You can also make the sign of the cross over your body. So the way I do that is go from your head, kind of to the middle of your chest, close to where your heart is, and then left shoulder, right shoulder. And some people go back to the center. I usually do. But you don't have to. You can just go head, chest, left, right. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Y'all want to try that? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So our bodies are marked with the cross that we follow. It reminds us that we follow Jesus' cross. It reminds us of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. It reminds us of God's love for us. And so we do that several times each Sunday in worship. But Martin Luther, who actually, that's where we get the name Lutheran from, Martin Luther actually, in the Small Catechism, he said that we should make the sign of the cross over ourselves every morning as the first thing we do when we wake up, and every night as the last thing we do before we go to bed. Because Martin Luther, he knew very, very well that we are so forgetful, and so many times throughout the day we forget that we are God's children and that we belong to God. And so he thinks that we should make the sign of our cross, the sign of the cross over us, to remember that we belong to God, because that's what happened in baptism. In baptism, God adopted us as God's children, and we're marked with the sign of the cross because we belong to God forever. So I invite you to try that. The first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, make the sign of the cross over your forehead or over your body. And then do it as the last thing you do before you go to bed at night. And just say, I belong to God. I am God's beloved child. God loves me more than I can imagine. How does that sound? Does that sound like something that would be easy to do? Here's the thing, it sounds easy, but it is hard to remember because part of being a human means that we are really, really forgetful and we forget that we belong to God. So the cross, when we see it in worship, maybe you have a cross necklace or someone in your family does, or when we make the sign of the cross over ourselves, it reminds us that we belong to God. Any questions about anything that I've said or about the cross or making the sign of the cross over ourselves? A lot of people these days don't really know much about making the sign of the cross over themselves because it hasn't been done in recent years. But it's actually an ancient practice that goes way, way back to the early church. And the early Christians all throughout the Middle Ages, they made the sign of the cross over themselves a lot. So even though it might feel like something kind of new, it's actually been done by Christians for centuries and centuries, for hundreds and hundreds of years. Okay, well, shall we pray? If you'll repeat what I say, and then at the very end, I'm going to pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and if you'll make the sign of the cross with me when I say that, okay? Let us pray. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for our
church.
And thank you that we are all together.
Thank you for the cross. And for all the meaning behind it, that it reminds us
that we belong to you,
and that you love us so very much.
We need reminders, God,
because we are forgetful.
So help us remember.
We belong to you.
We belong to you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for coming up this morning, everybody. You may go back to your seats.